Background music of Larry Razavi with his Out of Town Checks, and our theme Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 469. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 72 degrees as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And again, we're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest in studios today, a real treat, and no stranger to the Chasm airwaves. It is Mr. Stephen Magus joining us today. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Good morning, Cy. Good morning, everybody. Doing great. Had some wonderful Father's Day gifts from the boys this morning. Made my day.
Awesome. Awesome. And I think we heard you on Wednesday this week with Kirby on Sarah's Party Line.
Yes. Yeah. We were here talking and playing a few songs.
Frequent visitor of Chasm. Probably once a month or so you get in here.
Yeah, about once a month. I think 5 years ago I came in and asked if I could start playing on the radio.
Okay.
Kind of turned into what it is today.
Well, absolutely. That's great. So we usually start out by a little bit of history, how things began for you. Where were you born and raised, first of all, mom and dad, a little bit about the family. Tell us, brief us.
Okay, I was born in 1983.
Ah, okay.
June 26th, so it's coming up here again soon.
Okay.
Grew up on a dairy farm just southwest of St. Martin.
Okay.
I was born in Painesville Hospital, went to school in Painesville.
Okay.
Graduated in 2002, mm-hmm. and I grew up with a family of nine. My parents and six siblings.
Okay. And where did you fit in?
So I was the third youngest.
Third youngest. So you're almost a hinge then.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And who are mom and dad?
So Dwayne and Jermaine Magus. So
my
dad actually came from a family of 16 children in Sleepy Eye.
Oh, wow.
And then my mom is from Gibbon, Minnesota. She's a Hartman from Gibbon.
Okay.
And she had about, I think, eight children in her family. So... they met down in that area, got married at the Gibbon Ballroom in 74. And in 76, they moved up to St. Martin.
Great history.
Started the dairy farm.
Ah, neat. And so you went to school locally here then?
Yeah, right in Painesville.
Painesville, okay.
Yeah, so you were a Bulldog. Yeah, I was a Painesville Bulldog.
All right. Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to be a Melrose Dutchman someday.
Okay.
I always had to give my wife Melody a hard time about that. I got to be a Dutchman now?
Uh-huh.
No, that's right.
Graduating year, what year?
2002.
2002, okay. Yeah. And then did you go on to some college at all?
Yes, actually. I went to Ridgewater College in Wilmer. I became an electrician.
Oh, good for you.
Yep.
Good for
you. That was my trade.
That was your trade.
And I had a few other jobs as well. I also worked at UAP and in Sauk Center for many years.
Okay.
Helping out that fertilizer plant with different roles.
Okay.
Between there and the electrical, I worked for a few different electricians, so that was That's where I got my degree in Ridgewater, was as electrical.
Okay. But then along the way, you kind of switched gears and you jumped into, was it the Knights?
Knights of Columbus, yes. Yeah, yeah, actually, I when I left, right after Melanie and I got married, I was actually kind of looking for a job in the church. You know, I wanted to be youth ministry full-time. I was very involved with youth ministry and the youth choir in St. Martin and religious ed, and I thought that was kind of something I'd like to make my lifetime career. And, well, it just wasn't the right time at that time for the church to hire someone, and wasn't long after Knights of Columbus agent came to my house to talk to my wife and I to take care of our insurance needs, and I just asked them, are you guys looking for more men? And they were. And the rest is kind of history. I've been with the Knights for almost 9 years. And
really
love being in service to all the members out there.
Yeah, and we hear all the information on Sarah's party line. So, yeah, you're doing a great job.
No, thank you.
You bet. So do you still make your home in St. Martin then, or where are you living then these days?
So Melanie and I live right on the outside edge of Freeport.
Freeport now. Okay.
So, yeah, when we got married, she already had a house in Freeport, and I moved in with her. And then a year and a half later, we moved about four blocks to another house in Freeport, a very large, beautiful house.
Okay.
And now with our four boys at home, we decided we wanted to get out of the heavy traffic area on the main road, and so we found a place just outside of town now with some acres and room to run,
playground for the boys.
Yep,
you bet.
They have a little sandbox now. They got a big sand pile
and a
pasture to run through and pick up wood ticks
and your wife's name stuff. Again is
Mel Herkenoff.
Mel Herkenoff was her maiden name. Herkenoff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And the boys, their names.
So Raymond is almost 6 years old. Raymond Alphonse. And then we have Otto Steven. Otto's after my grandpa Hartman.
Okay.
And then Wenzel Philip. Wenzel was my great-great-grandfather's name.
Okay.
And Philip is his godfather. And then our youngest is Franklin.
Okay.
Franklin Dwayne Michael Magus. So
wow.
He's got both his grandpa's names for middle names.
Okay. Pretty neat. So I'm sure they're listening in, so pretty neat to hear their names over the radio.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. You bet. So along the way, you're doing all of this work, the different careers that you were undertaking. How did music fit in? Where did that come from then?
Boy, you got to ask such hard questions.
Did you take it in school?
No. Well, I was in choir.
Okay.
My freshman and sophomore year in high school.
Okay.
And I played piano, I think, in fourth and fifth grade when I was younger. So what really got me started with the guitar was I went to actually St. Cloud State for a year to take some generals, and my roommate had a guitar. And I he was really good, really impressive on the acoustic, the bass, and electric. And I asked him if he would teach me, and he wouldn't, but he said, here's a guitar you can use, and here's a book. So he gave me this beginner's book, and I used that to learn a lot of the basics. I remember remembering that a lot of this was related to like piano theory. So everything I did on the guitar reminded me of the piano keys.
Oh, okay.
Well, then when I left college in St. Cloud and I took a year off and then I went to Ridgewater, well, I had a second roommate and he had a guitar and he liked to play guitar.
Awesome.
So it was a few years later, I picked it up in 2005, I think it was. And he taught me how to play some riffs and we'd play a lot of punk rock and Green Day and Blink 182. And then when I graduated college, I kind of let it go again.
Yep.
And then picked it up. I think I got a guitar for Christmas at that time. So I started playing again and learning. So my brother Douglas, my younger brother, he actually would always, come on, Stephen, play me a song. You know, I was always very self-conscious about playing in front of people. So I'd always play him a song or two when I was practicing. And so that's kind of how I got started.
Okay. Very, very neat. Yeah. So I've been playing ever since. Okay.
Yep. And actually, to go a little farther, so Douglas, he died in 2008.
Oh, no.
And we had a funeral mass in St. Martin, and I was just learning how to play. I could even maybe play one song.
Okay.
And so at that funeral mass, I decided to play a couple songs. And wouldn't you know, I got noticed by the local choir. And then I was asked right away, who you guys, you want to play in our choir and play guitar? And so I did. And then all of a sudden I started playing at youth confirmation retreats. And then I got noticed by the Spirit Band in Albany. Then I played at Albany Mass. And then I started playing at youth group. And then we started a youth choir. And it just kind of spiderwebbed from there. And
sure.
So that's kind of where it all started.
Okay. So you've not done any work as in like the local bars or with some of the local bands or anything? That was kind of before your time?
Yeah, so not right away. But then, you know, wouldn't you know, after the funeral mass for my brother, a friend of his and a friend of mine was getting married a year later. And Heidi had called me and she said, we're getting married next July. Could you come sing at our wedding? And I thought, well, I never thought about singing at someone's wedding.
Right.
And so I said yes. And my uncle Larry Magus, my dad's brother, he's a great musician down by the Lafayette area. And he plays lots of music, does like all the family weddings.
Sure.
So I went to Larry and I asked him if he could help me. So he gave me lots of music ideas for weddings and he taught me a few things. And,
sure.
So that was my, you know, that was the first time I had done that.
Okay.
And then... Well, would you know, someone who was at that wedding said, hey, I want that guy's number. Can you come to my wedding? And it just spiraled from there. Yep. So I started doing lots of weddings, and I started playing at the local bars like the Legion in Painesville. Mm-hmm. I played at Queen Bee's. I played at Ducci's. Oh, I've been kind of many places, Lake sure. Henry's. But it was just one thing at a time. And, yeah, it's just amazing how it kind of spiraled from there.
Well, you probably play more church music when you're doing these weddings and things, but if you get into the bars, then you probably have to do a little more country and variety music, huh?
Yeah, actually, that's kind of where I learned to start doing more Johnny Cash and kind of old country music and, yeah, something that would fit the scene.
You bet, you bet.
And so, yeah, playing at church, I've always done the most, but when I was in the bars, you know, and we would do kind of like a karaoke thing, I'd let people come up and sing with me and
there you go.
Just had fun with people.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you look back and you think, wow, how did I get here? How did this all come together? But, you know, somebody up there has got a plan, and you just keep following, and
yeah,
as long as you say yes, it keeps happening.
Yeah, I've always been a yes man.
Well, good for you.
And you're bringing back some good memories for me, Sia, thinking about how this all really came together.
Well, and that's great. That's great. All good. So, I don't know. Well, we're just about at 12 o'clock. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and we'll probably do a song.
All right, great.
So we'll let you think about that. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, yes, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, reminding you to stop by each and every Friday and Saturday and patronize our fine local charitable organizations who host the cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Organizations like the St. Joe Lions, the St. Joe Lady Y2K Lions, the Knights of Columbus, the Sons of the Legion, and others, all volunteering their time and talent, cooking up those great entrees on the grill. Hamburger patties, brats, hot dogs, and more. Each organization in their own special way. All proceeds from these sales are usually returned right back into the community. Hats off to all of you for a job well done. This weekend, on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Lady Lions. Come out and roar just a little bit. Socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The St. Joe Meat Market cures and smokes pig ears and bones, and now smoked beef liver jerky for pet food treats. There are treats for all sizes of pets, everything from Little Muffy and Cece to Fido and Pluto. Pick up a special treat for your pet your next trip into the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat. Yes, the smoked tater tot hot dish brats. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. And as always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market, open daily Monday through Friday, 6 in the morning till 6 at night, Saturdays till 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913, and that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Stephen, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market. We bring it along, and in this case, I've got it along for you, but otherwise, we mail it out and hope that you and your wife, Mel, and the boys, everybody around you, enjoy it in good health. How's that sound?
Well, that's great.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet.
We'll have that for supper tonight on the grill.
There you go. There's some items in there that you can sure do that with.
All
so,
right.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we said we were going to do a song, so what have you got for us?
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, what there's so many that I love to do.
Okay.
I might have told you that country gospel has been one of my favorites always.
Okay.
And I haven't sang it in quite a long time. I actually heard my Uncle Larry Magus sing it, and I instantly loved it years ago, and it was by Chris Christopherson called Why Me, Lord.
Oh, there you go.
So I'd like to do that one for you.
Dedicate that to all the dads listening in today. How's that?
That'd be great. To all you dads out there, happy Father's Day. Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve evil?
one of the pleasures I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you so, help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus, I know.
Mr. Stephen Magus there on the guitar and vocal. Nice job. Very nice. Thank that a Mac Davis tune?
Chris Christopherson.
Christopherson.
That song, I believe.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yeah. So that leads me to the next question. As you're growing up and learning this guitar and that, who are your favorite artists? I mean, who did you look up to?
Well, one of them right away was Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yep. He's hanging on the wall there.
I'm looking at a picture of him back there. I've got a cousin of mine. His name's Mike Magus, also a very talented musician, and he's the new man in black. He plays all Johnny Cash. He knows all the songs. He's amazing, and he's got a black guitar, and his guitar's name is Johnny Cash.
Oh, really?
So one day when we were together and... I bought this guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, that's Roseanne Cash.
Oh.
So we named this guitar Roseanne, so I call her Rosie every time I chasm. So
that's a pretty guitar. What is that?
So this is an Art & Luthrie Canadian-made guitar, Canadian brand.
Okay.
It's got a really soft cedar top, so it really resonates the music very wonderfully.
You bet. And
of course, it's a 12-string, so that helps as well.
Yeah.
So I think I bought this guitar... Oh, boy, what year was that? Well, over 10, 12 years ago.
Really?
For $1,000.
Wow.
The case it came in, and color crayons all over my case. You see the boys got a hold of
that. Oh, yeah.
But it's more than paid for itself multiple times.
Yes, I can believe that.
So, yeah, it's got some wear on it, you know, and some wear down here, and it really upset me at first. And then someone told me, well, you know, Willie Nelson's got a hole in his guitar. It gives it a lot of character.
It does.
I was okay with that.
It does. And I've never heard that name. The work that I've done over the years, and I've never played guitar.
Oh.
But the people I've worked with, Fender was always Gibson. Those are the common names. So I've not heard of this one.
Art & Luthrie, yep. And I've got many guitars. I've got Michael Bennett, and I've got a Yamaha, and I've got a Gibson. I don't know if I have a Gibson.
Okay.
I've got some Alvarezes, but I've got a few different ones as well.
Yeah, as you're mentioning those names, then they are familiar to me because I worked with a lot of musicians over the years and a lot of guitar players. So,
but I was going to tell you, Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
I would say he was my favorite.
That was your favorite.
You know, and then you've got all the people in that genre, like Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. Oh, Loretta.
Yeah.
Loretta and Conway did a lot of songs together.
Yes, they did.
Johnny and June, George and Tammy, George Jones and Tammy Wynette. So those are some of my favorites. Waylon Jennings as well.
My favorite Conway and Loretta song is Faded Love. They do such a pretty job of that one.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
I love to do duets. Mel and I, we just love to sing our duets together.
Do you really?
A lot more, but we don't sing as much now with the kids. I love that shirt you're wearing. I'm just loving that GTO. I keep looking at that shirt.
Uh-huh.
I love that shirt.
Well, and I was going to, I was watching you play, I was going to pay attention to your shirt. It says, my favorite people call me dad, and I like that.
Thank you. I was just noticing, I got a little sticker here.
Yeah.
It's the kids watch a show called Bluey.
Oh, yeah.
And then the boys gave you a sticker this morning.
Oh, to put on.
That proudly.
Decorate you up a little bit there. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was
awesome. Actually
wearing the shirt last night at the family wedding reception.
Okay.
And I'd say hi to someone. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Everybody kept calling me Dad and throw me off.
Wow. Uh-huh.
All my favorite people call
yep,
me Dad.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that was great. So, yeah, Conway and Loretta, I got to tell you, my favorite song is "The Reason You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly."
Oh, yes.
That's another
there you go.
Fun song.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So what else do you got for me?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we'll close out this segment like we usually do with our theme musicians come and play, and then we'll let you get another song up. So
All right.
So right now, ending our musicians come and play with our theme, Musicians Come and Play by Larry Rezavi. Rezavi and his Out of Tone Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Mr. Stephen Magus, our guest on our Musicians Come and Play, number 469 in that continuing series. And we're now at 12 minutes past the hour of 12, and one of the neat things, when you have a local musician, Stephen chose to come in today. And so the show continues with Stephen, and he's going to do music live in the studio today here, as he did one song, Why Me, Lord. And right now we're going to come back, Stephen. And what do you got up next, Steve?
Okay, well, I'm going to do a song that people have heard before, but it's a fun one. It's by Hank Snow, redone by Johnny Cash, called I've Been Everywhere.
And isn't he the singing ranger? Hank Snow, the singing ranger, I think they called him.
I'm not sure about that title, but
okay.
He's got a lot of good songs.
Yes, so. He does. All right, take it away.
All right. I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load.
If you're gonna win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, buddy, I traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lavaloma, Vanga, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Panquilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Bear Day, Santa Fe, Dolores, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Hennessy, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, Pete's Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellsburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Attamore, Havistock, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux, Cedar City, City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. Is there some place you haven't been? I've been everywhere.
Very nice. Lynn Anderson had a great hit on that one, too.
Oh, Lynn Anderson?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, she does a great job with that one, too.
I'll
yeah.
Check that one out.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, you have no music, no words in front of you. That's just rolling right off the top.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. That song took me a month
I'll bet.
To learn the lyrics.
Got to ask you, how do you find time with a family of four boys and a wife and a job that's very demanding? How do you find time to practice? When do you find time?
I'll be honest with you. The practice is not very much anymore.
It isn't, huh?
You know, I spent a lot of time over the last 15 years playing.
Yep.
And a lot of these songs I learned years ago.
Okay.
And but I would just one song at a time, one verse at a time, two lines at a time.
Yeah.
And I was always repetition.
Okay.
And you know, there's some songs that I just love to play today that my wife doesn't really care for because she's heard them 1,000 times.
Oh yes.
So you got to practice again and over and
yep.
You know, I work with the fourth graders at the Catholic school in Freeport. We try to get them started with the guitar if they want to learn.
Sure.
And it just repetition, you know, and,
yep.
And you got to practice to get good. And excuse me, I remember when I could play one song by heart, one song.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was two.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden like five songs. And I would just like sit in my room for hours on end. Mm-hmm. I'd get home from work. I'd have a bad day at work, let's say.
Yep.
I'd get home, I'd pull the guitar and I'd play for 4 hours straight, just a stress reliever. And just all of a sudden one day I'd play all the songs I could think of off the top of my head. I'm like, well, I can play a dozen songs.
Sure.
And then I remember my Uncle Larry Magus came out with a CD, the Magus Family Band CD. Mm-hmm. And there was another 10 songs that I had memorized because I just wanted to learn them, you know. And
sure.
I did it all by listening to them.
Awesome.
I listened to them. I figured out the chords. And I have a great memory. You know, I was a great test taker in high school.
Oh, you were? Okay.
I did a lot of crabbing the night before. But I remember things, I think, well. But when it comes to lyrics, I can pick them up pretty well. And then when I started figuring out songs with just listening to them, then mm-hmm. I got more excited. Mm-hmm. So I learned another one, and then pretty soon, now I can play hundreds of songs. I can go 2-3 hours without ever looking at a book.
Really?
But sometimes you just can't think of a song, and the next time you just keep going one after the next.
Yeah, all right.
And I've
Very
been
good.
Out at the campfire with some friends, and they'll say, play this song. And I'll say, well, I don't know that one, but I've heard it, and we'll figure it out. We'll be singing it together. That's fun. That's fun to do that.
You bet. Sounds great. Well, we're now at 16 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We'll do another song if you've got one ready to go, Stephen.
I actually, at the top of the head, right?
Sure.
So Conway Twitty, I told you, is one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
And he's got a song called It's Only Make Believe.
Yes.
And depending on how my voice is each day might determine what key I sing it in.
Okay.
So I'm going to give her a shot just in the key of G here.
All righty.
Conway Twitty. People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive.
it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me, but it's only make believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I give for you. My heart, the wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me, but it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only
Mr. Stephen Magus, ladies and gentlemen, in studios, Conway Twitty number, it's only make-believe. Great job there, Stephen.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a little break here, 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We are a sponsored program, and the first sponsor here is Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Probably know Jeannie, and she's right on the main street there. She's got her little shop there, but does a great job with the traveling business, and so she always texts me and sends me information what's happening coming up. So this weekend, the crew at Jeannie B's Tours in Freeport is shouting out to everyone that wants to take advantage of the early bird special. Save $100 per couple per double occupancy on the Follow-Rama Music Cities of Branson and Memphis, and that departs on October 24th. This tour includes three nights in Branson, deluxe motor coach, experienced guide, four shows, Presley's, Showboat, Branson Bell, Clay Cooper, and the hits of the 60s and 70s. Also includes 11 meals, three nights lodging in Memphis at Graceland's beautiful guest house hotel, the Elvis Museum, a day at Graceland, and all the major sites of Branson and Memphis. This is an awesome itinerary for music fans. Call Jeannie at 320-345-1581. To register your group. Summer daycation and minications are filling, so choose your dates and call for your seats on the bus. If it is an extended travel that is in your plans for 2024, check out Washington, D.C. in April, Hawaii, Three Island Adventure for 9 days in February, Door County, Cherry Blossoms in May, Canadian Rockies, Banff and Lake Louise, Alaska Call of the Wild, Land Only, and Alaska 12-Day Land and Cruise. Jeannie B's Tours will also be taking their guests to the fall colors of New England Rails and Trails on October 5th. Great trains and Grand Canyons and great Canadian cities, the treasures of Ireland, they're all scheduled for October, and the Christmas markets of Germany, Austria, and the Danube River Cruise is scheduled for December 2nd of 2024. Now is the time to register for your 2024 extended tours before they fill. Jeannie B will be glad to visit with you and your traveling friends and family about any tour details. Dial 320-345-1581 to arrange a tour and information visit. Remember, seeing is believing. And that's Jeannie B's Tours. And if I talk too fast, we have a lot of information to get in just a minute, minute and a half here. So again, give Jeannie a call, 320-345-1581. She'll take all the time with you that you need to make sure you know where you're going, what you're spending, where you're going to be. You bet. Fun traveling group. You'll enjoy yourself. Check her out. Jeannie B's Tours brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Stephen Magus, and Stephen, what you got for us next?
I was going to say, Jeannie, she's another really good musician.
She is, yes. She sings in church up at Grey Eagle, and Father Ron Dockendorf up there, the pastor, and
Father Ron.
they do a great job.
That's when I first met Jeannie, when she was in Freeport.
Okay.
And I joined the choir and sang with the choir a couple times. But
yeah.
Wonderful musician. She knows her stuff too.
Beautiful voice, can play the piano. Yep. And her daughters are no slouch either.
Okay.
Amy and Jill. When those three start singing, holy cow.
Okay.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, the daughters, but yep.
Okay.
Well, I got a few songs in mind here, but another one I just popped into my head that I really loved. I mean, there's different versions of it. I heard the Patsy Cline version, and I was instantly in love with it. It's called the Tennessee Waltz.
Oh, nice.
We'll see how I do.
Absolutely.
I play it and see. It's a little high for me, but I think we'll get her done today.
Okay.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember that night and the Tennessee Waltz. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were dancing that beautiful Tennessee waltz. I remember that night and the Tennessee waltz. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling, the night they were dancing, that beautiful Tennessee waltz, that beautiful Tennessee waltz.
The Tennessee waltz. I think I did that right.
Yeah, that sounded great, Stephen. You bet.
Yeah.
So,
thanks.
In your years, and there is not that many compared to me, so did you ever get to any of the ballrooms that, you know, still around yet? Any dances, polka dances or anything? Did you ever get to any of those? Or
To play?
Go out, you know.
You know, not really. When
not
I was
really.
Younger,
yeah.
The Gibbon Ballroom was where my family was from.
Yeah.
My dad's and mom's parents. A lot of the family receptions were at the Gibbon Ballroom, and I remember they had the Boom Boom Room and the Pumpernickel Room in
yep.
the South 80.
Yep.
And spent a lot of time there. The Gibbon, in Sleepy Eye, we had the Orchid Inn.
Yeah.
And so those were the two main places I can remember going
okay.
to for many cousins' wedding receptions. You know, like the New Munich Ballroom, I hear stories all the time from
yeah.
people. I wish I'd have seen that place.
Johnny Holmes was big there.
Johnny Holmes, okay.
Yeah,
yeah I've seen him a few times. Great, great singer.
Yeah.
One time we were up on the front of the stage, and he was doing The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I remember we were singing the words. He stuck the microphone down in my face. So I got to sing a few words. I can say I sang with Johnny Holmes,
there you go.
That was before I was a musician. That was my first year in college. Went to see him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I've been
so
quite a few places.
I had some experience. You know, it was a wonderful life. For like myself, you know, I graduated in 1970, so quite a few years before you did.
Yep.
And, you know, back then, that's what we did on Friday, Saturday night, even Sunday nights. Went to a polka dance, and, I mean, every town almost had a ballroom in it. And so we just had wonderful times, and that's where we learned to dance.
Okay.
And, of course, that's where I got my start playing dance jobs and it was a secondary income along with working at the meat market. So, like I say, I've had the best of couple worlds there over my lifetime. And I always feel bad. You're about the same age as my sons, and they didn't get in on it either. You know, they did some DJing, and so they did weddings and things like that, but really didn't get into the ballrooms like we did. So, yeah.
I'll tell you a story. I played a street dance with my band. So I got some bandmates. We call ourselves Throwback the Covers.
Okay.
So Kevin is on the bass, and my drummer, her name is actually Melanie as well. Just like my wife, Mel.
Okay.
We haven't played much lately, but we actually played at the street dance behind Aki's Pioneer Inn in Freeport.
Oh, yeah.
And this couple comes up to us and says, hey, would you play for our wedding reception? So I was like, wow, we've never done one of those before. So we actually played, I think it was the Padua Pub.
Okay.
And played for the wedding reception. And that night we played all kinds of waltz music.
Okay.
And that was one of the most fun things I've ever done. I love playing waltz music.
The waltzes and the polkas and the old time, yeah. Well, you know, and it's a music that it seems like all generations can relate to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard, Lester Schuft is who I recorded with most recently on his last CD. But Lester always liked to say that it was a dance like that, a polka dance, is where the grandpas and grandmas can come and they can waltz or two-step a little bit, but they're not much for the polka hop or anything too rambunctious. So then they'll sit in the booth and rock the babies while mom and dad go out there and shake it up a little bit. And then the young kids, well, they're learning to sprout a little bit. And so they get out there and slide across the floor. And it was just a great fun activity back in the days, all through the years. And sadly, it's kind of been going away. But, mm-hmm. You know, they still do it at some of the clubs when they have a wedding or something like that. So you'll see all the generations out. And
I remember doing things like the chicken dance and all the songs. So when we did that wedding reception that time, we had these song lists, playlists. We'll do this set and this set. And then in the break, I'll play songs with my phone and DJ, like the Cupid Shuffle or whatever we can't play and the kids want to dance to.
Yeah.
Well, then when we got to the second set, we started playing this waltz music. And I mean, the floor just, the table's cleared. All the adults were on the floor.
Yeah.
And Kevin, I never heard it. He called these belt buckle shiners. Yeah. I thought that was great.
Tummy rubbers and belt buckle shiners. Yep. Yeah, we've heard them all.
But all the kids were sitting at the tables and the adults were dancing. And we said, that's it. We're just going to do this kind of music all night. We said, the heck with the set list.
Yeah.
And all right, and we kept going back and forth. We'd always think of the next song.
Yep.
And it's in this key and we'd play it. And we just played for hours. And people were like, you guys are amazing. You know, can you play? And I said, well, we're for hire.
Well, and that's what it's all about. Yep. You entertain the crowd and you've done
and
your
I
job.
Never had so much fun myself playing.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. When you see the people happy, you're happy as well.
Absolutely.
Well, give us one more right now. We've got one more ad to read. We'll read ad after we hear the next song. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to show you a few different songs I sing. This one's called Under the Boardwalk.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh, when the sun beats down, melts the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby, where I'll be. Under the boardwalk, out of the sun. Under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk, people walking about. Under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, boardwalk. From a park near bench, happy sounds from the carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby, where I'll be. Under the boardwalk, out of the sun. Under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk, people walking above. Under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, boardwalk. Whoa! blanket with my baby, Melanie. Under the boardwalk, out of the sun, under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk, people walking above, under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, the boardwalk.
Stephen Magus on the guitar and vocals in studio today with us, and great job.
Thank you.
You can tell by the songs you've played, you've got a nice variety of music, the different styles, and pretty much address any age group, any genre that comes out.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I noticed during that song, my voice is a little raspy. Last night, I strained it singing at the family reception, wedding reception. And if I'm going through that song, I'm like, oh, I can't quite hit the notes. You make do as a musician, don't you?
Yes, you do. Well, we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Kevin Mauger out there does a great job with those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, and things were getting a little thin. I mean, no rain. Things were turning brown, but you know what? We had some nice rain last night. Grass is going to green up, and no better time than now to stop on by Kevin's to see what he can do for you with a brand new Hustler. He has a nice wealth of Hustlers in stock. So everything from the little Dash and Raptors all the way up to the Super Z's and beyond. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. Baggers and other attachments also available. And Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. Yes, he's got the business where he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, your lubricants. He can do it all. And, of course, he does accept trades. So if you've got one there that's getting a little tired, bring it out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. Kevin Mauger, yes, his phone number, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside. And, yes, Kevin also took on that battery-powered line of equipment. It's a 56-volt lithium battery, and that would be weed trimmers, weed whackers. He's got the handheld blowers, the backpack blowers. He's got the chainsaws, the self-propelled lawnmowers, snow blowers for when that season comes around. It's all battery-powered equipment, and they work awesome. I'll tell you, I bought the package from Kevin, and I've got the weed trimmer, and I've also got the little edger tool that attaches to it. Got the saw, the pole saw, and boy, that 56-volt lithium, that is a sweet power pack. That goes for a long time. I cut my lawn on Tuesday, did all of the weed trimming. It's with power left to go yet on that battery. So check it all out at Kevin's. Again, the phone number, give Kevin a call and make sure he's there before you pop in. 320-363-7459. Nice drive, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Look for the big sign in the ditch on the west side of the road. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're now at 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and that clock on the wall never slows down for us. Time to wrap up another edition. We're going to wrap it up with a song from Kevin. Countryside. With Stephen Mauger here. And what do you got to close things out for us, Stephen?
Boy, there's so many I could pick.
Oh, I bet there are.
I actually wanted to sing to you my very favorite gospel song.
Nice.
And it's called The Old Rugged Cross.
The Old Rugged Cross. Very good. Take it away.
I just want to thank all listeners out there and you for today. And
absolutely. You bet.
Ask for God's blessings on all you out there and your families, and to all those fathers as well. Happy Father's Day.
Appreciate that.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Well, I love that old cross, we're the dearest and best in a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear, till he calls me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross.
Very nice. Stephen, our time has run out. We're now at 22 minutes before the hour of one. We want to thank you for coming in on this Father's Day. Very, very special of you to do that.
Yeah,
and you know, I tell every guest, the good Lord willing, and you're young enough yet, if we're both still around, we'll do this thing again sometime.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Mr. Stephen Magus from, you say, Freeport?
From Freeport.
Yes, Freeport. And real quickly, phone number to call if they want to book you for an event or anything?
Oh, yes. Call my office phone, 836-2600.
All right.
836-2600. Easy one to remember, right?
Music and also insurance, Knights of Columbus, any of those needs too. And I've heard you promote yourself during the week with Kirby, and you can do that as well. Same number, huh?
Same number.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stephen. And with that, we're going to let you run, and we'll get to weather at the bottom of the hour here on Chasm. That's coming your way after this.